KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 77. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight.
Chance for storms.
Lows dip down to about 46.
Slight chance of rain showers.
Tomorrow, high of 58, mainly sunny. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, 68.
No miss great deals now. It's Tuesday, Cure stripped away in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh beef T-bone steaks, value packs for $9.99 a pound. It's now the Tuesday, Cure stripped away downtown Mankato.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The winners of last weekend's Kansas Kid Win State Finals are now gearing up for their next challenge, the World Kid Win Challenge, scheduled for May 5th to the 8th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. To qualify for the world competition, teams first had to capture one of the top two spots in their age division during regional competitions, then won one of the top three spots in their age group at the state finals. And there are various teams that are representing Kansas, and the one local team from our area that will be representing our state and North Central Kansas, the Beloit Breeze Club from Beloit Junior Senior High School. They finished second place in the 4th through 8th grade division, led by their coach Christy Fouts. Team members include Colby Albert, Briley LaPon, Riley Lundeen, and Tripp Stillwell. To prepare for competition, the Kid Wind Challenge, team members work together to design, build, and test a wind turbine using the materials of their choice. At each level of competition, regional, state, and national, turbines are put to the test in a 48-inch by 48-inch wind tunnel at a wind speed of approximately 3.5 to 5 meters per second. Scoring is based on turbine performance and efficiency, a knowledge quiz, an instant challenge, and a presentation to judges where the team explains its design process. Kid Wind is an energy education event from the Kansas Corporation Commission and K-State Engineering Extension, made possible by a grant from the U.S. Department of Energy. The goal is to help students learn key concepts around science, technology, engineering, and math in fun and engaging ways. The Kid Wind program actively engages students. It teaches not only STEM skills, but also promotes teamwork, problem solving, and public speaking. That full story posted at our website, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall, Post 6242, 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday, April 21st. Breakfast will be served from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Donations go towards the purchase of food and supports local scholarships. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Shot clock is off. And they chant, light the beam here in Sacramento. And they're going to do just that. Largest margin of victory since 2006 for Sacramento over Golden State. And Keegan Murray was brilliant here tonight with 32 points.
As the Kings keep their season alive in the NBA play-in tournament, the Lakers also claim the number 7 seed with a win over the Pelicans. We'll have more on all that coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports results from Tuesday. Also, another NCAA boys basketball coach has resigned at the high school ranks. A KU men's basketball player is declaring for the NBA draft, but keeping himself eligible. The Kansas City Royals were rained out on Tuesday, and a Royals and Cardinals managerial legend passing away. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school sports results from Tuesday in the area. In golf, the Northern Plains League meet at Tipton. Lakeside taking first place as a team with 296. Pike Valley was second at 343. St. John's third, Rock Hills finished in fourth. Individually, Jace Cunningham of Lakeside was the NPL champion, shooting a 72 on the day, two strokes ahead of his teammate Ian Kersine, who finished in second with a 74. Eli Schmidt also in third had a 74. Chris LaRock of St. John's finished in fourth. Jax Hardy of Lakeside fifth. And you can find the full results at ncksports.com. You can also find full results for track and field from the area. The Belleville Lions Club Invitational team champions on the girls' upper division side, Beloit. Girls' lower division was Clifton Clyde. Boys' upper division, Nemaha Central. Boys' lower division was Axtell. Individual gold medal winners on the upper division side, Tatum Seifert of Beloit won the shot put at 44 feet 6 inches, a new meet record, and she also won the discus with a throw of 136.9. Ashley Knight claiming two gold medals individually in the 100-meter dash, 13.36, and the 200-meter at 28.80. She was also part of the 4x100-meter relay team at 53.40. Also gold medal winners in the field for Beloit, Addison Budke in the javelin at 131, and in the pole vault, Ashlyn Loomis taking first at 9 feet 6 inches. Girls lower division gold medal winners from the area, 800-meter run, Brianna Reeves of Pike Valley, 246.97. She also won the 1600 and 555.09. Lauren Brummett of Lakeside winning two gold medals in the field. She took the javelin at 129.11 and won the high jump at 5 foot. Upper division boys, Cade Gromp of Concordia winning first place in the 100 meter at 11.61 and also the 200 at 24.09. Jeremiah Miller from Lincoln taking two gold medals in the upper division, 17.48 in the 110 meter hurdles and also winning the triple jump at 39 1/4 inch. Eli Johnson of Beloit taking first place in the shot put at 51.9 3/4. Also the javelin, Brooks Jones of Beloit first place, 174.11. In the high jump, Xavier Miller of Lincoln first at 6 feet 2 inches. And also Concordia's 4x100-meter relay team took first place at 46.65. Sylvan Lucas competed at the Plainville Invitational in track and field on Tuesday. Again, full results for all that track at ncksports.com. High school baseball on Tuesday, Sylvan Lucas Lincoln splitting with Ellis on the road as Ellis took the first game 10-8. Sylvan Lucas Lincoln win the second 14-2-5. Chapman sweeping Concordia 15-2-5 in game 1, 10-6 in game 2. In softball, Ellis gets a sweep over Sylvan Lucas 20-5 in 3 innings in the first game, 13-6 in the second. And Chapman sweeping at Concordia in the NCKL 3-0 and 8-6. All these schedules and scores at ncksports.com. Also in high school hoops, for the second straight day, North Central Activities Association boys head coach has stepped down. As after Brett Rawls resigned at Ellsworth Monday, Southeast Sling coach Bryson Flack stepped aside on Tuesday. He coached 6 seasons, leading Southeast to the 3A state tournament the past 3 seasons, 94-47 over his time. He's stepping away due to family reasons as his son has been battling complications related to epilepsy. You can read much more from the Solana Post story at ncksports.com. Also on the hardwood, Kansas freshman guard Johnny Furphy announced on Tuesday that he's declaring for the NBA draft but retaining his college eligibility in the process. And by declaring for the draft, Furphy has a chance to have his professional prospects evaluated. He'll have until May 29th to withdraw his name or stay in the draft. He averaged 9 points and 5 rebounds a game during his first season at Kansas as he was named to the all-freshman team in the Big 12. In baseball, Tuesday night's game between the White Sox and Royals was rained out and postponed to today in a straight doubleheader in Chicago. Game 1 will take place at 1:10 this afternoon. Game 2 following 30 to 45 minutes after. The Royals enter the day at 11-6. They're 5-0 against the White Sox, who are 2-14 this season. Some sad news off the field in baseball. One-time Royals and Cardinals manager Whitey Herzog died on Tuesday. Herzog managed the Royals from 1975 to 79, leading them to 3 division titles before moving on to the Cardinals from 1980 to 90. He led St. Louis to a World Series title in 82, also made the World Series in 85 and 87. In 18 total seasons as a manager, Herzog compiled a 1,281 win, 1,125 loss record. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2010. Whitey Herzog was 92 years old. Well, that's sort of the beginning of the sportscast. The NBA play-in tournament got underway Tuesday night with 2 games in the Western Conference. The Warriors' season came to a close with a 118-94 loss to the Kings in Sacramento. Keegan Murray was outstanding for Sacramento with 32 points, including 8 of 13 from three-point land. The Kings will move on to face the Pelicans in New Orleans on Thursday for the number 8 spot. Pelicans lost a tough battle to the Lakers 110-106. Zion Williamson scored a game-high 40 points for New Orleans, but left the game with a left leg injury of 3:19 remaining. LeBron James led the Lakers with 23 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists as they secured the number 7 seed. Will face the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs. Tonight, the Eastern Conference play-in games take place. 7 seed 76ers host the 8 seed Heat at 6 o'clock on ESPN. The winner takes the number 7 spot while the loser will play the winner of the second game tonight, which features number 9 Chicago hosting number 10 Atlanta at 8:30 on ESPN. Full play-in results and schedule and playoff bracket can be found at NBA.com.
That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94.1 Z 96.3 through the lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.